Komoyawa Tamanui, France and Tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. New Zealand First has surged ahead of ACT in the last Guardian Essential poll before the election. It drew 8.2% support compared with 7.9% for ACT. Labour also registered a burst of support 3 days out from the close of voting, climbing 3.4 points to 30.3%. National dropped half a point to 34%. The Greens polled at 10.6% and Te Pāti Māori 1.9%. Translated into seats, it would give National 44 and ACT 10 against 39 for Labour, 14 from the Greens and 2 for Te Pāti Māori, meaning New Zealand First's 11 seats would be critical. Also, Labour Party leader Chris Hipkins is set to give a Māori-focused State of the Nation speech at Ngā Whare Wātea Marae tomorrow morning. Māori campaign chair Willie Jackson says Labour is looking for a 3-5% point increase in the last few days, and it's done it before. He says the Prime Minister has stood up for Māori against the race baiting that has been a part of this election from parties like ACT and New Zealand First.
Be very proud to support that tomorrow morning with some of the team, and I think that's what Māoridom needs. They need assurances that leaders will stand up against this constant rubbish being peddled by Seymour, and of course Winston jumping on the, well, he, I shouldn't say jumping on the bandwagon, because he's made a part and parcel of his carry-on this year.
The political editor at Otago University's student magazine Critics says student voters are being turned off by the policies of both major parties. Annabelle Parata-Vaughan says they're looking for transformation, and instead they're offered lacklustre non-solutions to the climate crisis, housing, education and health inequality.
We're inherently still very political, and we still want to, improve the world and improve society, but I just don't think that party politics is really what's delivering that, and I think that's what's causing that sort of disconnect or causing that disenfranchisement, especially with the tertiary demographic.
Annabelle Parata-Vaughan says the campaigns have been on the attack rather than enticing voters to support policies. Lastly, Ngāti Hei has lifted its rāhui at Cathedral Cove, but warned that visitors should stay away from the popular Coromandel Peninsula site. The rāhui was placed on February after Cyclone Gabrielle washed away the built steps at the bottom of the Department of Conservation access track. Kaumātua Joe Davis says the whenua still needs to rest, and manuhiri are putting themselves at risk from rockfall and landslides by creating their own paths through the bush. Visitors planning to access Cathedral Cove from the sea are advised to inform themselves of the risk on the beach, including rocks falling from the cove's famous arch, and to take into account weather, sea and tide conditions before attempting to land. And that's your Wātea English News.